Priya and maybe cosmology too. We're talking about the ultimate constitutional position of us, Atmas, Atmas. I mean, think about it. Again, we're talking about existence being based on not places, but us, people, and where our minds are at. We will find ourselves in a place accordingly. Now, here we are, and I ask you, you can ask me, what do we prefer? Where do we want to be? Well, we are in this world now. Some of us think this is the greatest place you could be. Some think, well, maybe there may be better places. But I would say that our way of looking at life here, again, would reflect a bit our existential original position. And isn't it so, at least for me, I want a home, a place I can call home, a real one, not just one that where you get kicked out after a while. And you know, friends, family, all of those people I like to be with. And also solitude when I want that. And I guess this is much like most of us, right? And then sometimes some adventure, travel, experience new things. Imagine and do this and that, play games, fantasies, trying this, trying that. And I would say that this is of course there in us, right? And I would say these two, they describe our constitutional position. And yes, there's a world. Don't worry, that is your home, real home. Always eternal, never lost, where you have your friends and family and whatever you want to call it. Always, here we are. But then we have the freedom. And it's just in us. But sometimes we want adventure. Sometimes we want to be creative. And then you wham! There are these fantastic worlds appearing. You could say whatever we can imagine, and then we can enter into that and try it out. And that's where we are now. So when we just know that, then we can calm down a bit, because then we know what's going on. And we also know that this life, well, we know it's temporary, but it's not all in all. It's like a dream. So don't worry so much about what's going on here. Some of us have all, it's all okay, everything that we want. Some of us find ourselves in what we would call hell. That's just the way it is. It's our karma. But what it's about is for us to learn that what we do now is what causes our future. And that's all we need to know. And we will simply act and be the way we know. That's the best way for us to act and be.